Okay, wow. You ever just wake up and know a day is going to be a circus? I'm kind of excited about today. Kind of excited. Kind of like I just stepped. I'm hanging in there. We're going to have a good one. All right, you guys, let's come back here to day 10. Back to this fantastic opportunity that we have. On day 10, a fast action, we will take a collective breath and do what is unheard of in today's world. We will look back and self-evaluate. With over 400 hours of content uploaded to YouTube every minute, rough math tells me that's over 500,000 hours of content per day. Jeez. Let's just say we are in a period of time that isn't looking at their actions, course correcting, and aiming for mastery. No, not at all. The focus is clearly on going a mile wide and an inch deep. Looking back at the first half of our time together will allow us to instead go an inch wide and a mile deep with one or more of our fast actions. By doing this, we can have the gift of reflection, of gratitude, celebration for what we've both done and that which we have skipped. And do we dare do that in a program designed to keep us moving forward with fast action every day? Of course we do, because in each of those, the work we've done and the work we've skipped, there are clues to the combination of the lock that opens the door to our greatest gifts and abilities. We don't need 500,000 hours of uploaded videos for that. Nope. We need a quiet moment of honest accountability, a process for self-evaluation, and a clear agreement to course correct going forward. Man, isn't it something? 500,000 hours of content a day uploaded to YouTube. Anyway, let's instead take a look at what we're doing, what we've done, and where we're going. Good. I've gathered up some of the cool successes that you guys have shared with me that have already happened in 9 days of fast action. I don't know what to say except my mind's blown. I am gathering those. We'll do something. Trying to figure out a great way to do it. I know something we're doing on the final day, but I don't know. It's been baffling. I can't wait to share some of those. And it does, in a way, make me wish we had a little place we could post these and celebrate. But I tell you, I don't see another Facebook group in my future for a while. We're all full up on those. Certainly, those of you in Showbiz Blueprint, alumni group, we're doing there's I see some people posting those, and I love seeing what's happening there. But boy, the emails and the comments on the daily pages themselves have been great. Have shade today? Well, whatever. Hey, let's do this. I wanted to touch on what we have done so far and highlight a little piece of each one. And what I want you to do during this is just take a mental note. Check, check. Oh shit, block that one like the plague. Wasn't interested in that one because at the end of this, we're going to come around and touch in on some of those. All right, let's shift over to this magic box here. Hey, there we go. Day one, we talked about completions and cleaning up a negative relationship. You know, my takeaway from that day was we'll die to achieve our fast action. And that came up beautifully in a comment question yesterday or day or two ago from Dano, where we talked about the difference. Yeah, it was yesterday, fast action versus goals. You know, the simple tasks that we have to do in a day versus that which we will go to bat for and die for. That's what our fast action, that's what we're sneaking up on ourselves to create. Where'd you go on this one? Did you do it? Day two, gratitude for self. And we had those three categories of that which is simple, which we can do on a drop of a dime. I'm really good at this. That which is rarely done, something a little deeper. And then that one that is never done, never touched. The one that we've never touched. The one that might set us free. That was what I challenged you for on that one. And then the gratitude for three other people. And we had those different levels of below, lateral, and higher. And I took that one to heart. It's such a good one. Oh, God. It's funny. I did my favorite one of the day. My favorite gratitude of the day is with someone who I consider both below, lateral, and above me. I did it with my son. And what a session. We both kind of ended up on the couch in tears, just thanking each other for being in each other's lives. Damn, love that one. And each time we take the risk to show true gratitude, we become beacons of light and hope, not only in the eyes of the recipient, but more important, in the heart of the man or woman in the mirror. And that is the takeaway from that one. Day two, how'd you do on that one? I'll give you guys this PowerPoint slide just in case you want to do this later. But for now, just put a little note. Day three, we talked about overwhelm and having a mission and how there isn't that magic bullet to get rid of overwhelm. But within that, each decision is a vote for or against overwhelm. And that wonderful template for the mission, I create a world of blank by blank. And the first one, of course, is the vision you have for the world. And the second is the action that you do to create it. Day three, mission. How'd you do on that one? Four, we talked about that wonderful lizard brain and how we could sneak up on ourselves. And we dug into what's the idea that you've sat on too long. You know, it's that first thing I asked you when you came into this group. It was the last question on that little entry questionnaire we had. Did you take a slice at it? Did you put some light on it? Day five, we looked at two templates, the event one and the memory one. And this was on a Sunday, so I didn't want to have you do something. But did we queue a few of those up? Did you queue them up to five people? Hey, I got an email from Kyle said he actually booked a gig just by doing that. And another one was in the hopper. Love that simple check-ins and that event template and memory template. They're a sentence or two each, and they're so easy. If you guys didn't queue those up for this week, today, where are we at? Friday? Yeah. Five of those should have gone out. Yeah, five of those should have gone out. Maybe MixMax we talked about and or other tools that you could program ahead and see when they open them. All right, good. Love that. Hey, and it's never too late to do this one. I'm telling you, this is not certainly not something you blew. These things are in rotation in my life all the time. An event that we did and a memory that just popped into my head about you. All the time. They're the best little short templates you could possibly use. They're about them. What better is there than having it be about them? All right. Day six, noting a limiting belief that we see in our lives, that we see on a regular basis. And I asked you to do one about health or money or relationships, just to make it easy to find a category. And the key line for that, we know when we've done it, when we have a different action, is when we can say to ourselves, I would have done it this way, and instead I did it this way. This is a time when I would have done it this way, and instead I did it that's when you've taken a slice at a limiting belief. Again, not for day six, for life. Behavior shifts, like we talked about with Dano yesterday, versus goals versus fast action. Behavior shifts that can come from taking fast action, from sneaking up on ourselves. Beautiful. Day seven, we talked about two questions about our physical body. And man, it was hard for me to read some of those because I know they're probably hitting you guys in hard ways and you're around the world, having this come at you. And I asked you to do it with a big psychic shield on. You know, we're looking at ourselves for evaluation. This isn't about judgment. Two questions about your physical body and taking a slice at them. We talked about setting ourselves free. I think I mentioned that on a previous slide here. I don't think I mentioned it on that day's, but it was probably a good place for it when I mentioned it a few minutes ago as well. What's the answer you can give yourself that sets you free? Always a great question to ask yourself. Answer two questions that surprise yourself. And then take a slice at those. And I think one of those even triggered the question of the day we have today. So we'll dig into that. Day 8, we talked about grudge And I tell you guys, as entertainers, we provide light. And if we do anything at all to shade that light, we exponentially reduce our chances of success. And yeah, we may hit success to some level, but when we hold on to a grudge, when we have a judgment that blocks us from shining our light, death, death. We have signed the line that says we're only going to get here because of this. So I invited you through a process on that day to go deeper, release, and actually do it in the real world. Day 9, yesterday we cleaned up a mess. I asked you to take a swipe at that which blocks you. Transform it into something beautiful. Did you do that? Did you do that? I get to report. And send me your photos if you did. I don't think I got the video from Danny. I know he was going to clean up a foot of that desk or so for himself. That would have been so cool. Hopefully we'll get that. But here, I'm going to share this right now. This is a... voila! Total time? 3 minutes. 3 minutes. And when I walked in this morning, you could even see today's PowerPoints up there on the screen. When I got up early this morning to just run through all this in my head and finalize it, the lightness when I walked into the office to see that instead of or was the photo from yesterday? Oh my gosh. Yeah, the one, I don't know, but it was not pretty. Yeah, we saw the one. There it is. There's yesterday. So, 3 minutes of time. Big mess cleaned up. And I got to show you guys one thing. This is in my dentist's office where I was yesterday. And I actually got to see the original hard drive. I took a picture of this. I want to show them. It's on discs. It's on platters. They turn. I think they took the 1960s hard file cabinet and turned it into a hard drive. Oh, my gosh. The receptionist was cracking up that I took a picture of that. I was like, oh, no, that's the original hard drive. All right. Cool, guys. That's what we did for these. That's what we've done for these 9 days. That's exactly what we've done. It's so much. It's so much fast action. It touches on so many areas of life. And I can't tell you just how it feels to do this. So the work today is to look at... two things. Look at the one you did. We're going to do a process for that right now in the action piece. And one you didn't do. The one you did, we're going to do a process on right now. The one you didn't do, I want you to scratch the cover off that. Take a look at what's underneath that. What was the cost of not doing it? What was the benefit of not doing it? Always two great pieces to come back to. What was the cost of not doing it? The benefit of not doing it? All right, let me get today's up. Yeah. Good. So, yeah, which one did you ace? Which one did you ignore? And so I want to teach you guys something here. And you can use this in your life. You can certainly use it with yourself. Oh, Sora did it and forgot to take the before picture of the desk. Good, Sora. My hope for you is that you never have the opportunity to take that picture again. I'd love to see the after picture. We could imagine the before. Maybe it looked like that mess I showed. So the simple feedback loop that you can use on yourself and with other people, it is so powerful. I use this with my clients. I use it with family. I use it with friends. I use it in workshop. I use it with friends with permission when they ask for it. I use it with workshops, with co-leaders on workshops that I lead. And it's powerful. What can I tell you? It's clean. It's to the edge. It's got a great name too. What, why? What, what, why? What, why? What, why? It's a really fun one. So there's two pieces of this. There's usually two people involved in a feedback loop. This, you'll be doing the first part of it with yourself, just the self-evaluation. And I'm going to show you how to do it. You want to do it with an accountability partner, with a partner in a creative situation. Anywhere you are, this feedback loop is unbelievable. The first part, the what, why, it's the self-praise of this is the self-evaluation, and the first part is the praise. What worked and why did it work? So you can do that with days 1 through 9 that we just listed. Which of these actually worked for you? And why did it work? It's real simple. you know, overwhelming mission. If I want to take this one, what worked was I took the day off of, I didn't say yes to anything today. And I lived a day by my mission statement. I create a world of peace by choosing what I say yes to. You know, just say that was the one. What worked and why did it work? So that's what worked. Why did it work was you can say to yourself, I felt at peace. I felt in control. I never felt overwhelmed. The world didn't blow up. Whole bunch of reasons you can have of why it worked. So what worked? Why did it work? Real simple. Then we move to the next. And oh, so doing this with a partner, at that point, the partner would then do what they saw in your day that worked, right? So they would say, what I saw that worked was this. Why it worked was, I noticed this in you. You went to sleep early. You were never angry. Your moods were stable. You know, all kinds of great things they'll notice in you too. So self-evaluation, partner evaluation. Then we move to the next part, which we call the cut. And I don't know why it's called that, but it's called that. I guess it's a little bit of feedback. It can be taken as a cut, always done in light. The cut and the self-evaluation. This is the what, why. So what would have worked better? That's a big picture. Let's just take that same one. What would have worked better is if I had done it a second day. What would have worked better is if I would have done it a second day. And then specifically, then you go to specific. What would have worked better is on the second day if I would have started from the second I woke up, did it till the second I went to bed. Why that would have been better was I would have had an even more holistic experience of what it would have been like to experience a day with no overwhelm, no negativity. So that's the what, why, and we do that for ourselves first, and then it goes to the other person, the other partner. What would have worked better is big picture, and they may have a whole different thing for you. Their piece about that, what would have been better is to not do it so much. And the specific of that would have been perhaps just have played with it for the morning. Why that would have been better was because I didn't see you getting as much done as I really wanted you to do. And that's their feedback. That's their feedback for you to do whatever you want with. So the what, why feedback loop, damn, it's so good. It's so clean. I really look forward to always doing that part of anything. My gosh, I can't tell you, my son will grow up with that probably tattooed on his arm. So it's a really nice thing to do with our kids. You know what it does? It lets people know where we're going. It lets the partner you're doing this know where you're going. And it always includes praise. All right, good. Word 18. We have a couple minute question here. Hey, so agree to yourselves to look at these, I'll put the slide deck up to really self-evaluate yourself on the first 9 days. If you can go to the replay page and put something in the comments, I would love to do it. That's really the place we have for others being able to partake in that. Or of course we have the comments here in the live meetings, but to just jump on and do a self-evaluation of what, why of one of them from your first 9 days. And also, my gosh, drop me notes with successes you've had. I'm putting together a fun party for our for some point coming up here. It's really good. It's really cool what we've done. All right, let me get into this one.
Gotten back to my office after the first holiday show of the season. Happened to be in my hometown, and it's got me thinking about all the shows coming up between now and December and the difficulty of eating on the road, especially when I often drive 5, 6, 7, 8 hours to a show. So my question is, what suggestions do you have for staying healthy and eating healthy on the road? Thanks in advance.
Great question, Jim. Very cool. Eating on the road is something I dealt with heavily. Between not having sugar and not having wheat in my life for the last 10 years on wheat and 7 years on sugar, I got really good at this. This was a good question. Number one thing to know on the road is, look, we are made up of 70% water. And that is your lifesaver. That is your full... 9 out of 10 times when you're bored a meeting or you think you're hungry, really what your body is begging for, I guarantee, and it takes a few days to get used to this, a few days, not a few weeks, months, or years. It takes a few days to get used to this. Your body is asking for water. Know that you're not going to die. All right, you're not going to die. There's just no way. You can miss a lot of meals and not die. So that's a mindset piece to have inside of you right away. And the third thing, preparation, man. Hugely important to go prepared. What healthy foods do you know that you can eat? You know, is there some kind of a veggie snack you can eat? Is there nuts? Are there things that aren't just loaded with carbs and come in bags? My two rules for the road, if it's got cartoon characters on the cover, or, it's been so long I've been eating this way. Oh, if it's got cartoon characters on the cover or the ingredients have words I can't pronounce. Those are two clear places for me where I just say no to food. So I don't eat out of bags anyway. Preparation, just knowing what snacks you want, and then healthy meals. Every single restaurant in the world you can eat healthy at. I stand by that. Even, I don't go to fast foods. Shouldn't say that. Maybe a lot of people go to fast foods. But any normal restaurant where there's a booth and you can sit down, you can always get something healthy. Be it a salad, be it just a chicken without sauces on it. You know, sauces are usually the killer. That's where I stay away from. It's just sauces in restaurants are terrible. Preparation. And then, good. This is the great one. How do you start the day? Look, man, let me tell you something. If you eat a SAD, as they say, standard American diet, and you start your morning with the sugar, all day long your body is looking to meet that level of sugar. That's just chemistry. If you start with a high intake of a donut, orange juice, just really load up your body all day long. The brain, the glucose level, the dopamine, they're all trying to get returned to that same place. Start your day with the flattest breakfast you can. Man, oatmeal with a little bit of cut up fruit in it and some non-fat, no flavored yogurt. Beautiful. Great protein. And so don't start with a high sugar breakfast. On the road, preparation, water, and knowing that you're not going to die. I tell you, Jim, those three things will get you. Those are going to take about 80% of the struggle off. The other 20% is habit. On long drives, it's a beast. Long drives, man. You know, move your body too, man. Don't you dare sit in that seat and just expect your body to be able to be comfortable in the skin. You've got to jump out, even if it's 3-minute stops. I bring on long trips, I always bring a jump rope. If I can, I throw my unicycle in the back of the car and usually a kettlebell, just a 10, 15, 20 pound kettlebell. They'll do some military presses or some squats with that. Getting out of the car for 3 to 5 minutes every single hour or even less if you can, just consider rest stops your friend. You know, leave yourself time to actually take care of your body on drives that long. Leave 30, 40 minutes for downtime that you can be in a rest stop, eating some healthy stuff and moving your body a little bit. All right, that's cool. Good question, man. Send your questions in. Love the videos. Love the audio questions. I got a couple in stock, but man, always love more. They really help me decide where we're going. All right, you guys. Great to talk to you today. 24. A little bit late again. Somebody tell me what's with me. All right, you guys. I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.